Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Ben Franklin once wrote, "There are only two predictable things in life, death and taxes." But truly, can we predict our time of death?
There's a blood test being studied that's 83% accurate at predicting a person's death in 5 to 10 years.
Researchers drew blood from 44,000 healthy people ages 18 to 109, then tracked their health for up to 16 years.
They were focused on blood markers, which are molecules in the blood that point to health vulnerabilities. More than 200 molecules produced by the body and found in the blood were assessed. It's like plugging your car into the computer at the auto repair shop and getting the codes for the problems.
From this list of metabolic molecules, 14 were found as the most predictive of death in 5 to 10 years and became the biomarker scorecard. Other non-blood variables were also included, such as gender.
It's not new to use biomarkers to tell a person's health, but using them together like this is new and a lot more reliable. The concept of having an inexpensive predictive test for assessing long-term health is extremely helpful.
People could begin preventive care immediately to extend life, take steps to organize their finances, or research healthcare options such as nursing homes.
But imagine the effect on insurance coverage, whether people are turned away based on a negative scorecard.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.